Hi, Esmeralda. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Oh, you know how it is. And
that's nice.
So we have to. We're going to play a little For the Record, and the prize this morning is you get to get a truck ride home with Kris Kristofferson.
Ooh.
Yes.
He alive?
He was in the. Yes, he's alive.
Oh, good.
He was in the movie Convoy. So that's why he'll
and a Star Is
semi. He was in A Star Is, the remake of A Star Is Born. Yes, yes, that's right. Kris Kristofferson. He's also really cool.
So wait, in the back of the truck? Is it a pickup?
No. It's a semi because he was in the movie Convoy. So there's going to be a big.
We'll be in the back, rolling back and forth,
rolling around on the floor. That's right.
Getting knocked around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
Kris Kristofferson, not with Kris Kristofferson driving.
Oh, he's driving.
Oh, yeah. No, he was in. He was a truck driver in the movie Convoy.
No, I'm just assuming he'd be in the back serenading.
Oh, you want to be in the back with you. Oh, all right, we'll get Ally McGraw to drive because she was in Convoy with him.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking I'd get a concert.
Okay, right. Well, he'll be in the back entertaining you. Ally McGraw will drive the rig.
Yeah. And I'd also like to see him try to drive or try to play and get knocked around in a big semi.
Well, if anybody can do it, if anybody is used to staggering, it's Kris Kristofferson. oh, look, Ezra, can you understand what's happening in the?
No,
can you see what's?
Explain it to me.
It's Skip Skipley.
Hey guys,
hi.
How are you?
What's going on?
Oh,
Skip?
Nothing much. About yourself?
Oh, you know how it goes.
I do.
Yes. So, was Seal with you this
week? You know, unfortunately, guys, it wasn't Seal this week.
Oh.
We're hoping to work that out at a future date. It was Melanie. The singer Melanie was my guest boat captain this week.
Melanie?
Melanie.
Wow. All right.
That's
an old reference. Skip's old. You know, Skip's in his 70s.
Skip,
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, Skip's he's in his 70s.
Well,
she sang a song about roller skating.
She
called
did.
Brand
oh,
new key.
Her. Yeah. Okay.
I got a brand new pair of rollers.
Oh, yeah, no, I know her.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Exactly.
I forgot her name. Bad etiquette.
Bad etiquette. You should have been paying attention earlier, Esmeralda. All right. Well, so it's time for the Record. This is a music trivia game that Esmeralda and I will pit each other against. And I, you know what? I got rid of all my pens, and I can't keep score.
Why did you clean house?
I don't know.
That?
I always clean house like at 4:30, but I did it. I usually have a pen here. Can you keep score this time?
I will do my best.
Okay. Thank you, Skip Skipley. All right, so it's they're 80s and 90s questions and music related. And shall we begin, Skip?
We shall begin. It will be your question, Nick, and your song.
Oh, boy.
Please provide us a line or two from You Can't Hurry Love.
80s and 90s? Oh. The Phil Collins did the damn song. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You can't get what
doesn't come easy.
It doesn't come easy, so don't hesitate.
Thin line between love and hate.
Between love and hate. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. Sometimes it's easy, but if you don't, you'll hesitate.
Thanks, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little put off for a second. I was like, well, that's not 80s or 90s, but I forgot that Phil Collins, in fact, did remake that song. All right.
Your question in 1982, what artist covered the Supreme set, You Can't Hurry Love?
I would be Phil Collins.
You are correct.
All right. These are all multiple choice, by the way. All right.
Esmeralda, the category is the 90s. What Elvis tune did UB40 record and watch rise all the way to number one?
It's multiple choice.
Oh, right. Go ahead.
Hound Dog, Viva Las Vegas, Love Me Tender, or Can't Help Falling in Love?
Can't Help Falling in Love.
You are correct.
I was just going to sing it.
Well,
I was just going to hum it to myself.
Save your voice because you got, the cats are flying out
right
here. And
they're flying in.
They're flying in, and the sports department right now is low. There's 600 cats in there. I don't know how Dave's going to sit down.
Yeah. Just cat heads.
Ready to
go. That's all we're seeing.
Heads. All right.
Real name is a category, Nick.
Oh, come on now.
What is rapper Moni Love's birth name?
These rapper real names kill me every single time. every single time we have these. All right.
Is it Simone Wilson, Wanda Stevenson, Monique Louvaire or Betsy Snyder? What is rapper Moni Love's birth name? Simone Wilson, Wanda Stevenson, Monique Louvaire, Betsy Snyder.
I'm going to go Betsy Snyder.
That is incorrect. Simone Wilson.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. What do we got? So it's 2-1, right?
It is. No, 1-1.
Well, I got 2 because I sang.
Oh, that's right.
So it's 2-1.
He's trying to take your point.
No. But she'll sing and she gets a point
for that. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Esmeralda, the category is You're On Stage.
Uh-oh.
Who has won the most American Music Awards? Is it Kenny Rogers, Cole Ellers, Bob Dylan, or Snoop Doggy Dogg? Who has won the most American Music Awards? Kenny Rogers, Cole Ellers, Bob Dylan, or Snoop Doggy Dogg?
Kenny Rogers.
That is correct.
I mean, just out of those four, right?
Right.
I would imagine, because I think Michael Jackson's won the most American Music Awards.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, out of those four, who
right,
won
Right, right.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on now. All right.
This is one-hit wonder is the category, Nick.
Oh, no.
This one-hit wonder saw his song Miami Vice theme go all the way to number one. Who was he? Jan Hammer.
Yeah.
Don.
It's Jan Hammer.
I would like to provide the multiple choice just funnies.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Steve.
No, I know. I'm just not to, you know, you are correct, and I would normally move on, but the other choices were Don Johnson, Willie Blanco.
What?
Emilio Estefan.
Oh, come
Emilio
on.
Estefan?
Emilio Estefan.
Emilio Estefan.
Oh, wait,
Estefan.
That's her husband.
Is her husband's name Emilio?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh.
No, I was laughing too, and then I realized. I thought it was a wacky
crack at Estevez.
Yeah, no, I thought so too.
Oh, okay.
Then I remembered.
That's his real name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Willie Blanco.
Yeah.
Dan told me a story once that he met Henry Blanco, ex-Cubs catcher Henry Blanco, at Southport one night following a game, and they used to call him Hank White.
They called. Oh, come on now. Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
Hank White.
Yeah.
Final category in this round, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda!
Mosh Pit. This star performer was once a backup singer for Don Henley and Michael Jackson.
Oh,
multiple choice.
Yeah, go ahead. I know, but I wanted to guess.
All right.
Go ahead. I can't remember.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
That is correct.
What were the other ones? Did they have anything stupid?
Bette Midler, Sean Colvin, or Lisa Peel?
What?
Bette Midler. An actual person?
Bette Midler was a backup singer for Don Henley.
And Michael Jackson. Very tight.
What do we got for after the first round?
After the first round, we are tied 3-3.
3-3. It's a battle, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
A battle.
What is it?
A battle.
Oh.
So, all right.
What are we doing?
A battle.
Oh.
Skip Skipley is going to retire.
Later.
So, he's out, parkour. So, and we shall continue with for the record. And we're tied. It's a battle. And I can hear the semi all the way downstairs.
Yeah. Allie McGraw's
revving
impatient.
It up. She's getting impatient. Chris Christopherson is in the back getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
To entertain.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a break here. The phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And again, we're here till 5. And Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the Steve Cochran Show at 6 Thursday morning here on WGN. All right. We have the break here for weather and for traffic. Welcome back, everybody. And it's Super Tramp there, 630 area code for Triple Play Thursday. What's going on now? You can't hear anything in the headphones. You gonna go back to that one over there?
All right.
Can't hear anything in the headphones, so you know it might be.
That also might be user error, but
yeah,
let's not. We won't.
Well, you're there. You're
fine. I'm fine here.
Okay. All right.
The whole station shuts down.
I'm gonna say I don't think you should touch any more equipment.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I'll just.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, look who came back from retirement, if you can understand.
Good.
It's Skip Skipley. Now the engineers are coming in now.
They're like, what's happening? Oh, what'd she do?
She was trying to hear headphones through 4 and 3, and they didn't work. So
I don't know if there's something.
Yeah. Anyway, Skip's back. Hi, Skip.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm all right. It's a little confusing right now, but welcome back.
Oh, you fine engineers will take care of it.
Oh, yeah.
Handsome bunch.
Absolutely. So, anyway, welcome back, Skip.
Thank you.
You got a new bracelet?
Yes.
Ready to run?
Yes.
Is it one of those Pandoras?
No.
I think I asked that
one. It was tennis this time around. Yeah, in honor of the...
some 14-carat?
Yeah. Wimbledon.
Nice. Okay.
Me and Federer are tight.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. All right.
Goodness.
Did you know Federer has 3 sets of twins?
What?
Oh, that's 3 sets of twins for him.
He's got 3 sets of twins?
3 sets of twins.
What are the odds of that?
I feel terrible for him.
Well, I mean, that's right. It's got to be in his DNA, right? I mean...
You would think.
Yeah.
All right.
3, 6, 9.
9 kids.
Gosh.
3 sets of twins.
No.
6 kids.
6 kids. Six kids. It's twins, not triplets.
Oh, twins.
Right. 6 kids. Twins, not triplets.
Oh, 3. Oh, man.
So it's 6 kids. All right, he's got a regular Brady bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Good thing he's rich.
Right?
All right, so we have a tie game, correct?
You are correct, 3-3.
Oh, my God. All right. We get to hear Esmeralda is going to sing. I can see in the sports department all the cats are running around on top of Dave's head. He's shaking his head, yes. And they're floating out here with the rock,
right,
and
yeah.
the rock and the raccoon. Wait, I didn't even think of that before.
Rocky Raccoon.
Why didn't we think of that before?
Because it's Rock and Raccoon.
It's right. Rock and Raccoon, right.
In that order. Well, wow. Raccoon deserves to stop billing, right?
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, that raccoon.
Wow, okay. Never put those two together before. I can't believe it. Okay.
Esmeralda, the category is the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What band had hits like Blood and Roses and A Girl Like You? Was it Guns N' Roses, the Jeff Healey Band, Journey, or the Smithereens?
Smithereens.
That is correct.
Yes.
With a girl like you. I told you the story about that was supposed to be in the movie Say Anything, and they didn't use it.
Mm.
Even though this whole song, all the lyrics
are about
the movie. And he says, I'll say anything, like a bunch of times the end. Okay. All right, what are we doing now?
Nick, the category is the 90s.
Uh-oh.
How many weeks did the 1996 hit Macarena stay at number one? Was it 1 week, 14 weeks, 5 weeks, or none?
Mm.
How many weeks did the 1996 hit Macarena stay at number one? 1 week, 14 weeks, 5 weeks, or none?
I mean, it was huge. It had to be number one, so it can't be the last. I'm going to say 5 weeks.
Incorrect. 14
weeks. It was at 14. That was my first instinct.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my first wedding,
mm-hmm.
We told the DJ if he played, because we got married in 96,
mm-hmm.
and we told the DJ if he played the Macarena, we would kill him. So.
Is that one of the bodies at Rainbow? That
yeah.
Category's real name, Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
What is Lenny Kravitz's birth name? Is it George Gurness, Howard Marvin, Leonard Albert Kravitz, or Lennon Frederick Johnson?
Leonard Albert Kravitz.
That is correct.
I know Kravitz is his proper name.
That's exactly right. You know who his mom is, right?
Yeah,
his mom was.
The neighbor from
the Jefferson. Roxy Roker.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Next category is yours, Nick, but it is going to be Esmeralda's song.
Oh, here we go. The cats are ready.
Please provide us a line or two from You Can't Touch This.
Oh, my. Okay. You can't touch this. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom. Can't touch this. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom. Doom, doom. All right, hold on. Kill me. Eh, I can't remember.
My music.
Makes me say, oh, my Lord, thank you for blessing me with something and 2 fly feet. That's what it is, isn't it?
Stupendous.
That was fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So the question is for me?
Yes. Who won the 1990 Best Ropes Rap Solo Performance for You Can't Touch This?
Oh, come on. Well, let's hear the choices.
Hammer, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Ice Cube, or Randall M.
Hammer?
Could you admit, doesn't say MC Hammer?
It just says Hammer.
Well, he's Hammer now, but he was MC Hammer then.
Well, and I find it funny, it's Snoop Doggy Dogg on all these questions when he's just Snoop Dogg now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is this a trick? Is there someone named Hammer?
Did you say Ice Cube?
Ice Cube was listening.
Could you imagine Ice Cube in those pants?
Hard.
Oh, my
it would
God.
Be the most gangster song ever.
All right, so where are we at score-wise? I got that one.
You did get that one. Esmeralda's in the lead, 5-4.
Two questions remain. God.
Esmeralda, the category is one-hit wonder.
Mm-hmm.
In 1986, this group's only hit lassoed the number 12 spot with I Wanna Be a Cowboy. Which band brought it there? Was it Boys Don't Cry, Spandau Ballet, Soul Asylum, or Bow Wow Wow?
The first one.
Boys Don't Cry is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I Wanna Be a Cowboy.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
It's a terrible song.
Nick, you can't win.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I love Ellie McGraw.
I'll have her sign something.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I can't win.
Can't win.
And I can't touch this.
We'll still give you the question, though.
Come on, now.
Category is mosh pit.
Oh, man. I've been in a few of those.
This metal band headliner had albums called Main Attraction, Big Game, and Pride. Was it...
I know where you're going with this one. Go ahead.
Was it Toto?
Main Attraction and Pride. What was the other one?
What was it? Toto?
Yeah.
White Lion, The Animals, or The Beastie Boys?
It's White Lion.
That is correct.
What was the other album title? Because it Main
Big Game.
Big Game, Main Attraction, and what was the other one?
Pride.
Pride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
White Lion.
Mm-hmm.
What a bunch of morons. Hey, Esmeralda.
Mm.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, so you're going to get in the back with
yes.
Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
He's going to sing Me and Bobby McGee.
Mm-hmm.
And Ally McGraw is going to drive the truck.
Yeah.
And read dialogue from Love Story.
Oh, wow.
So that's your prize.
Wow.
Is it exciting? It's an exciting time.
Very exciting.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. Skip's gone.
That submarine, he gets a ticket if he leaves it.
He gets a ticket for leaving it in the river.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk some Blackhawks and some other stuff with Scott King.
Very cool.
He's going to join us. And by the way, next week, we've got Rich Coase,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Sven Gulli,
mm-hmm.
and my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo.
Awesome.
Because they're all going to be at Flashback Weekend next week.
Yeah.
So, all right. Esmeralda, have a great morning, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh.
You all right? You okay?
Yeah, no. I was going to take the headphones with me, and I just realized they're not yours.
Yeah,
they're not yours. Mine.
I'm going to turn your mic off, because if you touch the button, everything's going to explode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh, man. All right. By the way, we will be back tomorrow. We're going to take a break here. The news is coming up next here on 720 WGN.